Oh boy, it's beating. It's beating too fast. I think Brian Bruce is going to have to look at me, but oh, I can't say enough about our team. I mean, with it, you know, getting down by two goals, you know, having to kill a lot of penalties there in a row, you know, the crowd's against. I mean, a lot of things going on, and you know, we tie it late. They get ahead, you know, that next face-off, and just to hang in there and play like we did, and I couldn't be more prouder of these guys. It's a tough building. They'd only lost three games all year, and they're a good hockey team. They're a very good team.
Were you able to, in a game like this? I'm just curious. Are you able to appreciate what a great game it was, or are you just too wrapped up in what's going on out there?
I you know, at times, maybe during a timeout, a TV timeout, you can reflect and, wow, this is it. But I told that to the team. I said after the second period, I said, I've got a good feeling about this. And here we are. It's a great environment. I mean, you know, the their team's playing hard. I mean, they're playing physical. I mean, they're making you earn every inch of the ice. The crowd's into it. They're against you. You know, the penalties. I mean, I said, wouldn't it be great, you know, just like slapshot. You walk in here, you win, you know, and then they're going to be egging your bus after the game and everything, the fans. And but, no, it, you know, I can't say enough about our team. I mean, from, you know, Jake Johnstone, who, you know, senior, has taken that step forward, to, you know, Blake Pietl and how hard he worked in the game and then to get that winning goal. And, you know, Jamie Phillips hanging there, a couple tough saves, even though he had maybe a tough night. And our penalty killers killing a penalty, you know, with 8 minutes and some left in the game, you know, to give us a chance to tie again. So many good things from this game. And, you know, we got some work left to do, obviously, but we're moving in the right direction.
With half the game left to go, when Bowling Green lost two defensemen for the rest of the game, that had to be a conscious effort to really put the pressure on the four guys that were left out there on the blue line for them. And they were gassed by the end of the game.
Well, they were. And, I give them a ton of credit. I mean, when you have to play four defensemen on the second night of a back end, you know, Friday, Saturday, and we did. We changed our forecheck. We went more of a 1-2-2 because we knew the defensemen weren't going to try and make any plays, really, just to seal the walls off. And I thought that really helped us. And then we got to play some 5-on-5. I like our team 5-on-5. I like our lines. And for the most part in the third period is a 5-on-5 game. And that's, I think, one of the strengths of our team, as you could see by, you know, that so-called fourth line of Rick Svalas and, you know, Jake Johnstone tonight.
How tough was it when we tied the game up on that brilliant play by Jacob Johnstone and just seconds later give it right back up?
Real tough, you know, but that's why I like our team. You know, you can fold the tent, and like I said, I think they got a power play shortly thereafter, and you can, you know, and we did a good job killing the penalty, and like I said, gave ourselves a chance to win. But there's you know, Dirk, you've been around this team this year. There's no quitting this team. I mean, you know, in every game, whether it was that Notre Dame game where things weren't going our way, to you know, a game like tonight, I mean, this team has worked hard and stayed with it, and I'm glad they got rewarded for all their hard work tonight.
I know that talent goals count the same as effort goals,
sure.
But you got talent goals this weekend, and you could see every time those happened.
Where have those been?
They were jumping up on the bench, and you could see the next shift that confidence was there every time, and the more that you got the talent goals, it's like they breed each other.
Well, you see that, obviously. When you score a goal, it gives your team momentum. It gives guys confidence. And, you know, come down here and score 10 goals, and I think they were the first or second team defense in our league, you know, says a lot, which is good. We've been waiting for that all year. And, you know, and I give a ton of credit to Billy McCault and Damon Witten and our staff and Dieter Kahl. I mean, they've been patient with our players and patient with this team when some people might not have been patient. I mean, when was the last time Michigan Tech was 500 this late in the season in the league standings? I mean, these kids are doing a lot of good things. We had a tough schedule at the start that really, I think, helped us. That's why we scheduled those games, to help us to come into buildings like this when it seems like the referees are against you, the fans are against you, everything's going against you, but you continue to play. So my hat's off to our players. They did a great job.
Well, just the effort, again, we were talking about just the game itself was such a classic game, and to come out on top and get the win, it was just unbelievable. You just had a feeling in overtime we were going to come out.
Feels a lot better than the alternative, Dirk. I tell you, that bus ride, I don't know how much snow we're going to have to go through.
Does it matter?
Well, I mean, we might be flying back home, but good. Now the thing is, we got to get on a little bit of a roll. We get to go home for five games, and boy, our fans, I mean, I know the last game wasn't maybe as good, but I mean, this team, they're playing well. I mean, we need that sixth man, so to speak, or the seventh man, so to speak, to come out and watch these guys. And Carnival, we got a couple tough games, so they're all tough. But anyway, I'm looking forward to getting home and getting that home streak and get on a little bit of a roll here.
I don't know where else to go with this one, Coach, other than to say that when your team gives effort and you get talent and you get some breaks, you've preached it all year long. And finally, it's like the old A-Team show when Hannibal Smith said, "I love it when a plan comes together." And it looks like the plan is coming together.
Well, it came together this weekend. And even to win 3 of 4 against Ferris and Bowling Green the last 2 weekends that are top 3 teams in our league and 2 on the road and you know, it's big. It's big. I think it'll give our team a lot of confidence, not false confidence, some good confidence. And obviously, as coaches, it's our job to, you know, make sure that they're staying in the right frame of mind. But we have some talent on this team, and you know, to come and get 10 goals, I hope we'll see more of that. We got to cut down on the goals again. So I didn't like the 4 against. Now they got some breaks off the end boards and that, but. You know, just the effort and the stick with it and to walk out of here with 4 points is big.
Well, however you get home, Coach, have safe travels.
Yeah, thank you. And no, it's...
I don't care how you get home. I just want you home safe, and I want you in the studio at 10 o'clock Monday morning.
See, it's all about him, Mal. Not about you. It's all about him.
Because we get to talk about this game on Monday, and that's
what
I'm looking forward
to. Well, the series, it's a great series.
Or the series, I mean,
you know, last time I got stuck in my driveway, Dirk. That's why I was late. I'll tell the truth now. I can't even get out of my own driveway, but anyway, no, we'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to all the fans' questions, and it was a great weekend of hockey for Michigan Tech and the program, and you know, I like playing both goalies, and they both came out of here with a win, and we got a little healthy competition there, but like I said, there's a lot of good things going on, and there has been for a while, and it might not have showed up in the wins and losses, but if you continue to do things right and continue to do them the right way, sooner or later it's going to break for you, and hopefully this is the time where things are going to break for us.
All right, Coach. Congratulations on the 2 wins. Safe travels home, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah, thanks, and I appreciate it. Appreciate all that you guys do, and I'm glad you thought it was a classic. So maybe when I watch it back, I'll get to enjoy it.